Hello, Internet.
Oh,
filling in for Weird tonight.
Are we having a show right now?
Yeah, we are.
We are.
We're live.
Or Memorex.
It's that time.
So I'm doing a test run. I'm on my iPhone right now.
Hey, it sounds pretty good.
Sounds okay.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do chat on my iPad.
Oh, good luck.
That should work.
Let's see how that works. We'll see how that works. Make me a sandwich. Okay.
Are you in Massachusetts or somewhere else now?
I am still in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
So is like all your computer stuff packed away? Is that the problem? Or?
Well, we're down to one computer, and my daughter is doing her homework on it.
So. Ah, I see.
So I'm bringing the laptop down with me. That is packed all the way. So I should be able to have crappy audio again.
Okay.
So I'm going to have a somewhat private room, so for a bit. So I may be able to continue.
Oh. Okay.
I may be able to continue. So I'm gonna try.
Well, while we're in our pre-music chat, I guess the big announcement is that La Weirda has arrived.
Yes, she has.
Mrs. Weird had a tiny, tiny little baby girl.
Little teeny peanut.
I think
she's little. It's very cute. If you go to weirdworld.com, there's pictures of the baby.
Yep.
There's pictures of this little teeny, tiny baby.
And shell-shocked looking Weird.
Yes. He, he's dealt with poop before, but never like this.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world now.
Oh, jeez.
It is. To crib a line from Star Trek, your life, as you have known it, is over. He is weirdest of Borg. He has been assimilated.
I'm surprised his head's not exploding because... You know, Weird. I mean, he's so excited about everything anyway.
He's probably given that baby so many pat pats.
I know.
Yes.
Baby's its first word are going to be, "Stop it, Dad."
Dad, you're embarrassing me. Good, I'm doing it right. That's my common refrain.
Yep. So anyway.
Baby squirrel.
Yep, baby squirrel.
Yeah, she's super cute. You know, some babies come out and they look like,
Winston Churchill?
Cute. Really not cute. No,
they do. Little babies, well, they go through a phase where they all look like Winston Churchill. You expect them to shake their tiny little fists and go, "We will fight them on the beaches."
Or smoke cigars or something.
Fire Thompson machine guns.
Yeah, there you go. While smoking a cigar.
Well, La Weirda is very dainty and cute.
Yes, she is.
I like her already.
Yep.
Anyway.
So did you want to make an announcement too? Jay?
Yes, I've been given clearance to actually let the cat out of the bag, as it were, about my dream job and where I'm going.
Okay.
I have been
hired. Wait.
Oh, maybe there should be like a drum roll.
Yes.
Should I do like a drum roll sound effect?
I think so. Hold on. You have that?
Yes,
I do. You should do it. Okay.
You'll have to give me a second.
Oh, my God.
You don't have these at your fingertips? I'm surprised you don't have like a little sound box in your hand. Like the sprawling and the,
Hurry up, Alan.
I'm hurrying.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to get that dun, 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 dun. There.
Well, I don't know about that.
My own dramatic.
Oh. No.
What? Wrong drums,
sir. There we go.
Okay.
There
I'm going
go.
To work for the ATF. No, I'm just kidding. I'm hired as a TSA agent. Yay! No, I am going to be the associate editor for the NRA's Shooting Illustrated magazine.
Hooray!
All right, then.
Wheelbarrows full of cash.
That's right. Wheelbarrows full of cash, although it was a smaller wheelbarrow.
Jay,
yes.
How long have you been blogging? All total
over 10 years.
Well, okay.
I started in July of 2003, after my daughter was born, as a co-blogger over at Toys in the Attic.
Wow.
And
how did this job thing progress? Was it like you just kept blogging and then you got in touch with the NRA and then?
Well, what? Pretty much. I mean, I wrote for Guns, Holsters, and Gear for a while.
Right.
And they had a couple of buyouts and rearrangements and whatnot. And right around that time, the NRA Shooting Illustrated was looking for guest writers. And naturally, being the pushy sales kind of guy, I kept hinting and outright browbeating. And they hired me on as a freelance author. And back in August, I got an email from my editor saying, "Hey, we've got a position opening up. We think you'd be a great fit.
Cool.
We think you'd be you would do well to apply." They didn't say you've got the job if you want it, but they said we encourage you to apply. And I applied and interviewed, and they made me an offer, and I accepted.
Sweet.
And
so, does that mean you need to clean up your language now?
Well, certainly anything that goes out in print or on the Shooting Illustrated's website. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I've always wondered about that. Like, as far as like bloggers getting into kind of the more mainstream gun industry stuff, like, do you have to, change the core of who you have been for so long? You know, for 10 years, you've been JG, this JG character, right? So
JG character.
I'm saying.
That's a very kind way of putting it, Brita. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
Yes, yes. No, no.
You
have had
an online persona as a certain type of personality, as it were. And like when you get into the mainstream, because I know a lot of bloggers have gone this way where, they've gotten into more mainstream gun industry stuff. And have, is there a requirement that you change who you are?
Well, I think to a certain extent, yeah.
Okay.
Now, first of all, I'm going to be in far more of an editing capability in that I'll be overseeing other writers and helping to, craft and mold their inputs. In all seriousness, I've been very, very pleased. And it's one of the reasons that I was able to continue writing for them and accept the job so readily is that there's very little changing. I mean, there's very little content editing, which is really nice. I mean, there's, I'll be adding in plenty of content, but it's going to be, I don't tend to get colorful when I do a product review.
Right.
I've been fortunate in that I haven't had to review any, high points or the like, lore sentence, but
right.
There's a certain expectation that how does Tam put it? Festering ball of suck and fail.
Cobra.
Dear Lord, it would serve you better to throw it in the river. But there's a certain expectation that you're not going to say this is this in the pantheon of pieces of shit. This is the Julius fucking Caesar. We might temper it a little different. So yes, I'll be the first to admit, there's a bit of selling out. I'm in sales. Hi.
I'm not calling it selling out.
No, you can't.
No, but, I'm not though. I'm just saying, they want you or do they want, the skills and the knowledge that comes with being a 10 year long blogger? You know what I'm saying?
I think the main thing is they're impressed with my writing.
Okay.
And it's flattering.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved writing. I've never thought of myself as a writer, and to be, let's face it, it's validation. That yes, people like me, and darn it, I'm good enough. So
I think
your readership on your blog kind of proves that. But it's a good thing that sort of fan base is going to be expanded. I mean, really.
And that's,
it's like grassroots getting out there. You know what I mean? Because you've always been like that grassroots gun guy. And now it's kind of going a little bit mainstream. And I think that's good for everybody.
Thank you. I'm even more flattered. I'm blushing.
Let's play some music.
Okay.
There. Thank you, Alan. God bless you.
Hey, everybody. It is Thursday, October 17th, 2013. And it's time for the score report.
Now that I've stopped grilling Jay.
And, yeah, tonight we're talking about sandwiches.
You know, Alan, I don't even.
What?
Okay, 11 minutes into the show. We've got 55 minutes left.
That's right. Hey, we have a caller.
Good.
Area code 971. Hello.
Hello, Squirrel Report.
Hello.
Who is this?
Greetings, human.
It's MDev.
Of course it's MDev.
MDev, this is your fault, the sandwich thing.
I know. You know what? I am, you have no clue how happy I am, because every week I make some sort of bullshit suggestion about what you people should talk about, and it's briefly discarded, quickly discarded, thrown in the ash heap of history. And today, Brita saved me and said, that's an excellent topic. And, of course, Alan does what Brita says.
Well, we were desperate.
Alan just wants the easy way out. Okay, we have a topic.
That's right.
Bingo. Yay.
Hey, topic.
I am not picky. And I happen to like sandwiches, so.
Well, you know, hey.
And pizza.
Hey, Jay, I got a question. Now that you're rebuilding your house from the inside out, why are you moving?
Why am I moving? You missed my big announcement, MDev.
You missed the announcement.
You missed the announcement.
You'll have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, you can go back and listen to it.
I will go back and listen to it. I will go back.
The bottom line is
I knew there was a new job, but I don't know what the job is.
Yes. I'm actually going to work for the TSA.
Oh, I figured. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually going to be working for the NRA.
Open my bookcase. Oh, hell yeah. Very cool.
Who's that in the background?
That would be my daughter.
Where is it? Tell her she's live on the score report right now.
You're live on the score report, Lisa. She says that quote, hi. She waves.
Even though it's hi, very, Lisa.
Very cute. Everyone says hi.
Oh. All right, so I suppose you people need a sandwich suggestion.
Yes, we need a sandwich. And it can't be just a, you know, ham and cheese or grilled cheese or something like that.
No. I've got a pretty unique one that I have continued on after I first learned it from my aged old Canadian neighbor.
Canadian, uh-oh.
And that is orange and onion.
What?
Orange and onion.
Orange? Like orange, the fruit?
Yes, like the fruit.
On bread?
That is,
on
that
bread
is the most disgusting thing I've heard of tonight.
I don't know if we can top that. I think we have to end the show now.
It's pretty good. And you know what? When I was like 9 years old and tried it for the first time, I thought it was absurd. But then I realized that my favorite food was chicken livers over rice, so, you know, I got different tastes anyway.
Clearly.
And it's pretty damn good stuff. I got to say, the orange and onion, you know, just raw onion and sliced orange, sliced nice and thin, peeled, of course, you know.
Oh, lovely. They shut the computer off. Thank you.
Big sigh. Nice. Yeah.
Go ahead, MDev. Keep going.
Sorry, MDev. I forgot I had muted the mic. My bad.
Whatever. You're fine. You know, this is your show.
Yes, it is.
But you're our caller, MDev, and I shouldn't talk over you, and I apologize for that.
Thanks.
MDev,
yeah.
Is there some sort of bread requirement? Like, is it white bread or wheat bread or rye bread?
Please tell me it's not Wonder Bread.
You know what? No, I mean, for me, all sandwiches should be made on sourdough. So, yes, I would make it on sourdough, but, you know.
Sourdough, oranges, and onions. Is there a condiment, or is the orange juicy enough?
I think he's just blowing smoke up our asses.
I think he's
trying to see how many of us.
Do I need to post a video of, like,
yes. Yes.
We have to actually see you eat it.
I would like to see it, the sandwich constructed and then eaten.
Yes. Otherwise, not buying it.
I'm not buying it.
Live on YouTube.
Yep.
That's
all
it.
Right.
It's going to be
yet
the next
again, my wife will think even less of me when I say, hey, honey, hold the iPhone so I can make a sandwich for this podcast.
Yes.
Hey, y'all, hold my iPhone and watch this.
Yeah. There you
go. It's the Seattle hipster version of, hey, y'all, watch
hey,
hold my beer.
Hey, Jay, are you bidding on the Pope's Harley now that he's donating it?
On what?
The Pope has two Harleys.
Pope has two Harleys? Let me guess, they're pearly white.
Well, I don't know what color they are. They're kind of bullshit.
Does
they
it have the silly
him,
surrounded like the Pope mobile?
That just proves that even the Pope can't make a Harley run all the time.
They were given to him by the company, by Harley Davidson, when he became Pope as a gift, and now he's donating one of them to be auctioned off to rebuild the soup kitchen. And I said, wait a minute, I know a Harley rider that's Catholic, Jay must own this.
I must have it. I must bid on it.
$1.
I want the Pope's hog. I just represent it for weird.
Great.
Yeah, I'm going straight to hell for saying the words, the Pope's hog.
All right,
so
MDev, you have an assignment.
But remember, you're only getting one of his two hogs.
He's dual wielding hogs.
Oh, dear.
I still want to know if
the worst part of the article is that he still drives an AMC Renault with 200,000 kilometers on it.
Well, there's proof he's the Pope right there, if he can keep a Renault running.
There you go. It's a miracle.
All right. I'll let you folks go. Right. Enjoy it and come up with some good sandwich ideas.
Thanks for calling him, Dev.
Bye.
I don't believe it.
Onion and orange.
I don't believe it. There's no way.
I'm gonna need Snopes on this.
Yeah, I need proof. I need to see him choking that one down before I believe it.
This does not seem like things that should
just
be like
roll
on bread.
Bones on in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that call-in number 214-530-0036, and it's on the website and it's on the chat. If you're confused,
well, I'm confused.
Yeah, me too.
We're all confused. It wouldn't be Squirrel Report if we weren't. By the way, the background voice you hear is my son playing Call of Duty.
Of course it is.
So,
Jay, do you have a weird sandwich in your family? Or
a weird sandwich? Yes. My grandfather was a humongous fan of the spaghetti sandwich.
Spaghetti sandwich.
Homemade Italian bread with spaghetti and gravy and meatballs.
I'd eat that every day, probably.
No, wait a minute. When you say gravy, you're talking like what? Spaghetti sauce, right?
Spaghetti sauce.
Okay. Because it's my Italian grandfather. I can't say spaghetti sauce. It's got to be gravy because that's what it was. Not like turkey gravy. That would be gross.
Yeah,
but
that would be gross. A spaghetti sandwich sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Carbs on your carbs, but you know.
What's that?
It's carbs on your carbs, but you know.
Oh, it's definitely yo dog. I heard you like carbs.
Yeah.
So I put carbs on your carbs. So you know, and
there's also carbs in the meatballs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because meatballs are part half breadcrumbs too. So it's you, and then you throw cheese on the top. You know, because cheese.
So it turns into kind of like a meatball sub with spaghetti.
Yum.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a little bit of heaven on, it's messy as hell. It's fun to watch kids eat it because it's just spaghetti everywhere. You might as well just, you know, throw spaghetti in a blender, pull the top off and hit go.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you want to eat spaghetti, except you don't want to use a fork.
Right.
So you're using the bread as kind of a vehicle.
Yeah. Like, you know what would be really good is if you had spaghetti and meatballs in a bread bowl.
Awesome.
Yeah. See?
We have another caller.
Oh, awesome.
Area code 360. Hello, you're on the air.
I know who this is.
I hope so.
I met this dude.
Who is it?
It's Bradley.
I shot black powder with this dude.
I have to tell you, I'm jealous that everybody met Bradley.
Dude, that's everybody met Bradley.
We have some low standards, I see. I actually called in with a weird sandwich, and it's not too weird, but it's kind of a play on the Elvis sandwich.
Okay.
Mom made these for me when I was sick, and I have been in love with them since forever. It's sourdough with peanut butter, honey, and bananas, and of course you have to grill it like it's a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
It's fantastic when you're hungry.
What is the deal with the sourdough with sweet things?
Because like MDev said, all sandwiches should be made with sourdough.
Huh. Okay.
With the exception of a Reuben, which has to be on dark Russian rye, but we'll ignore that because the Reuben is wrongness that becomes right. Think about it. It's everything wrong put together. You know, who put Thousand Island on, you know, corn?
You know, beef? I love Reubens. I love Reuben sandwiches, but without the Thousand Island dressing. I cannot abide the dressing. I cannot. Oh,
are you kidding me? It needs the dressing because that's what makes it right.
No, I cannot abide the dressing on corned beef. I cannot. I'm sorry. Mm-mm.
Oh, I was just about
The kid in the background is tracking me.
No.
I don't know. I will eat a Reuben sandwich. I love sauerkraut. I love corned beef. I love the Swiss cheese, but I always ask for horseradish instead of the dressing.
Ooh,
me and horseradish.
Yeah, horseradish would be a good addition to that.
Yeah.
See, horseradish is like my ranch. I will put it on everything.
You could call that you could call that version, the horseradish version, the burrito sandwich instead of the Reuben.
Yes, I'm like a little insane about horseradish.
Cool.
Well, that's all I had. So,
all right. Well, thanks for calling.
Talk to you guys later.
And again, that calling number 214-530-0036. In honor of tonight's topic, my dinner
was my
weird sandwich. I made my weird sandwich for dinner.
And tell us about your weird
sandwich. Pig?
No. actually, I started making these years ago.
What was the inspiration behind your weird sandwich?
I don't remember.
Did you not have bread?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I can make something up and say, oh yeah, I was out of bread, and yeah, but I honestly, I don't remember. Anyway, my weird sandwich is actually my creation. I don't think I've never heard of anybody else making the sandwich, but it is I call it a chicken cordon bleu on waffle sandwich. And you take two Eggo home style waffles, and you heat them in the toaster. You take some sort of chicken patty, the round chicken patty things.
You can buy those?
Yeah.
How
okay.
Yeah, you can get them at the store. And you take
somebody makes a ready-made chicken cordon bleu that you just throw in the oven.
Yeah, this isn't the same. It's only chicken cordon bleu because it's got ham and chicken. It's not really chicken. Anyway, so you take your toasted waffle, you slap your chicken patty on it, you take some ham, put that on top, and then a slice of cheese on top of that, and then the other piece of the waffle, and you've got a sandwich. And that's my chicken cordon bleu waffle sandwich.
But no condiments.
Do you use syrup?
No,
I don't use
anything. I find the between the chicken,
dry?
Cheese, and,
that is weird.
No, it's not dry. It's actually kind of juicy. You know, with the chicken and the ham,
the melty cheese.
Yeah, the melty cheese. It's actually pretty good. Yep. Feel free to experiment. You know, I open source the sandwich. You could Creative Commons, you know, whatever. I'm not copyrighting it or trademarking it. But
this is the Allen.
I like them. My daughter likes them. She eats it anyway. Of course, you know, she's 13. She'll eat anything. That may not be an endorsement.
I have never heard of using waffles, like Eggo waffles, right?
Yeah. The Eggo, plain old Eggo homestyle waffles. They make great sandwich bread.
They do. If you're doing like an egg bacon and cheese.
Ooh, yeah, because
It's not weird. It's just yummy.
Yeah. It's a good substrate for a pizza, too. I've done those before, the waffle pizza.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that's intriguing.
Yeah,
that would be awesome as a dessert pizza on an Eggo waffle.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh. Yeah. God damn it, now I'm hungry. I hate you.
Well, fortunately, we have another caller.
Yay!
Area code 703. Hello, you're on the air.
Greetings, humans.
Oh.
Hi.
It's our buddy, the gun enthusiast.
I know that dude. I was at that dude's house.
Yeah, he has been in my house.
Yeah, did you meet his bear?
My wife actually even met Jay.
She did, and she didn't run screaming. I was very pleased.
That's
she didn't shoot at me either. So.
Yeah, she said he's allowed back.
Wow.
That's good, you know? That's high praise.
That's very good. That's very good. Yeah. He's about the only guy I know that has more sharp and stabby things than I do. So I was kind of in awe.
Yeah, and he didn't even see half of them. Anyway, speaking of weird sandwiches. Yeah, just this Monday, my wife took me to this really, really cool restaurant for lunch. And one of the cool things, lots of cool things about this place, this restaurant actually used to be a classic bank, and it's been restored on the inside. Looks really cool. It's funny. The vault door is actually inside the men's room. It's hilarious. Anyway, one of the cool things about this restaurant is that they specialize in grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
And
is it melt?
What's that?
Is it the name of the restaurant Melt?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, it's called Lightfoot.
I was wondering.
Called Lightfoot. And somebody recommended go there. They have a grilled cheese sandwich of the day. And whatever it is, have the grilled cheese sandwich. So, you know, what the hell? You know, what? I was game, so I ordered the grilled cheese sandwich of the day. He described it. It was really weird. And the sandwich was, I love grilled cheese to start with, but I'm pretty much a purist historically. But this grilled cheese sandwich, first of all, it was made on cinnamon raisin bread.
What? And what kind of cheese?
It was provolone cheese.
Hmm.
But the odd thing is it also had apple butter on this. Apple butter, provolone cheese, mm-mm, on cinnamon raisin bread. And it sounded really weird, but I thought, okay, I'll get it. And it came with really excellent tomato soup, too. And it was really good. It wasn't like your classic grilled cheese sandwich. It was really, you know, kind of sweet. But it was very, very tasty, very interesting combination of flavors. And it would never occur to me in a million years to actually make that myself on purpose. No, it sounds like that thing what you do. It's like, oh shit, I'm out of groceries. What do I got left?
<What's> totally left?
You know, and that's how that sandwich was invented. So
that's how I had a cumin sandwich once.
Yeah, but it really was good. It really was good.
I've never considered provolone like a cheese I'd put with.
Yeah, I know, It was just an interesting combination. It was like the dominant flavors really were the apple butter and the cinnamon bread. But it was all made like a grilled cheese sandwich and it came out really good. And I really enjoyed it.
Hmm.
I was surprised.
Well, I'd try it.
Yeah. And I'll go back, and I hope they have a different one next time I'm there, because I understand that they have a huge variety of different kinds of grilled cheese sandwiches that they do.
Yeah, well, we have a local restaurant. My mom is saying in the chat that our restaurant, it's called Melt, is a local restaurant chain. I think there's maybe two or three restaurants in the area, and that's all they do is grilled cheese sandwiches. And they were actually on that TV show, Man vs. Food.
Mm-hmm.
And they did an episode on that show, and I think they did a grilled cheese with 30 different cheeses.
Wow.
I know. And it's like a brick. You know, of course, cheese is hard to digest. And but I think that if you finish the sandwich or something or another, you get some sort of prize. I don't know. But it's actually just down the street from me. I've never been to this restaurant because I'm kind of like unconvinced. I'm like, how good could a grilled cheese sandwich be? I can make grilled cheese in my kitchen, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess it's kind of like that. The grilled cheese thing is taking off. Everybody wants their comfort food. So
yeah, the wild thing is the dichotomy of the architecture on the inside of this restaurant. I'm going to post a link on the chat that so you can see the inside of this place, and it was like majestic. It's like one of those classic banks that are from the 30s, you know. It was really beautiful.
I expect to see like Gary Cooper walk through.
Yeah, I know, and I don't want to tell you how much I paid for a goddamn grilled cheese sandwich.
Now you have to.
Guys,
oh, I don't know. It was like $50 for the two of us for lunch.
Good lord!
Yeah, it was fun though. It was nice.
Did you have a $5 milkshake too?
Probably.
Yeah.
Of course, now that sounds downright cheap. You'd be like, oh, "What? That's cheap."
Yeah, when my wife told me we were going, I was surprised when we walked in there and the waiters have, like, nicer suits than I wear to work, you know.
For a grilled cheese restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know you're going to pay for that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, down the link, there's probably a menu or something if it matters that much. But
there is.
It was fun. It was fun.
It's Gordon Lightfoot's.
Yeah.
Neat. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
And again, that call-in number, 214-530-0036. Call in. Quit talking about your damn sandwiches in the chat and call in and tell us.
That's right.
Yeah, seriously.
Jeez, David, people.
David Jane Cobb salad. No, wait.
All right, your turn, Brita.
Oh, God.
Okay, first off, okay. Let me just start off by saying that I happen to know that Brita is a little OCD about her sandwiches. So you have to tell a story.
Well, I've gotten better as I've gotten older. I'm a little bit more.
Your mom's laughing in chat, by the way.
I'm sure my mom is laughing. Yeah, she is totally. I've gotten a little bit more relaxed about my sandwiches as I've gotten older. However, I like my sandwiches to be symmetrical. Like,
Rita, do you need the crust cut off?
No, I like crust on my bread.
Okay,
however, check. Okay, I like, you know, if you're building a sandwich, you've got the two pieces of bread, right? On the two pieces of bread goes meat, and then you go cheese, and then you go like vegetables, like tomatoes, lettuce, whatever, in the middle. It has to be symmetrical.
That sounds
and
completely
also,
reasonable. That keeps the vegetables from soaking your bread.
Exactly. The cheese acts like a barrier.
Right.
Right? And then the meat against the bread takes up the condiments. You put the condiments can only touch the meat.
Oh.
Right.
So you have bread, meat, condiment, meat, cheese,
no.
Or bread?
No. Bread, condiment, meat, cheese, vegetable.
Oh.
And then repeat on the other side.
Gotcha.
And now my mother is totally out of me. Okay, in high school. Okay, thanks, Mom. Oh, my God. All right. Okay, and I have to preface this by, I went to high school, and they had terrible school lunches, and my mother is an excellent cook, and given the preference, I would always choose mom's food, and so I never bought the cafeteria food. I always packed a lunch. I always packed a lunch, and I became very specific about my sandwiches to the point where, oh God, I can't believe I'm saying this, like, for posterity. Damn it. The lettuce always had to go in a separate bag so it wouldn't get soggy.
Yeah, your mom already put that in check.
I know. I have to actually say it, though, so it's important. So, but I also had, like, a list of condiments that I gave my mother. I wrote down a list of condiments.
You had the approved condiment roster.
Yeah. Yes, I did. But
it's,
listen.
It's like the California gun list.
It gets worse. It gets worse. I don't know what was wrong with me in high school. And my mother is a saint because she put up with it. But, like, I had a list of condiments that certain condiments only went on certain meats. So, like.
Oh, of course. No. I'm totally with you on that.
Please tell me your mother still has that list.
No, she got rid of it.
Damn it.
It's carved into the kitchen table.
She got rid of it. No. Like, you know, turkey only had mayonnaise.
Ham only gets mustard.
Ham only gets mustard. Corned beef gets mustard and horseradish.
Ooh.
Bologna gets mustard. No. Bologna does not get mustard. No. Bologna gets mayonnaise.
Yes.
Salami gets ketchup. I know.
Okay, I'm not with you there. Salami is spicy mustard, but.
Yeah. Roast beef.
I think we're boring, Alan.
This is a weird.
It's hilarious.
He's probably laughing at me. Roast beef gets butter and salt.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Actually, roast beef with butter and salt is just divine. It's wonderful. And I can't remember the other ones, but yes. thanks, Mom. She put up with me and my weirdness.
Amazing.
I know.
So what's your weird sandwich?
My weird sandwich. Well, I thought the roast beef and butter was kind of weird, but
that
no.
That actually sounds pretty damn good.
It's really good with salt and yeah. Butter. I mean, I'm butter on beef. Just, yeah. You know, come on.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, but I think my whole entire sandwich thing is kind of weird. I don't have a weird sandwich per se.
Just all of them.
But yeah, just all of them.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You gotta have something like, you know, like turkey Nutella on rye or something.
Yeah. You know, yeah. You know, there's one I like that you don't ever see in a restaurant, but I know a lot of people make it, a grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I love a grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That is good.
Grilled,
yeah.
Like a grilled cheese.
That sounds yummy.
It is. It's delicious.
But my mom had this list of condiments, and she taped it inside the cupboard door because, you know, it was the cheat sheet for my sandwiches. And then on Friday, of course, was tuna fish because Friday is right.
Right.
So, but my mom was making three different lunches for three people every day. But my brother was easy. He wanted peanut butter and jelly. Actually, not even jelly, just peanut butter every single day.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad really was kind of like, you know, not too picky about his sandwiches. Not like I was. Thanks, Mom.
Now, at what point did you start getting picky about your sandwiches? Was this, were you always that way and got worse? Or was there like some traumatic sandwich incident?
No. You know. Not that I recall. Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that set me off was mustard on bologna. Mustard on bologna, I cannot do it.
It's like mayonnaise on French fries. Ugh. I'm not Canadian, damn it.
That's right.
I don't know. I just, whatever.
Well, we have a caller.
I hope it's not my mom. Is it my mom?
Area code 843. Hello.
Hey, Alan. This is Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hi,
how you
Ben.
Doing?
Hey, Ben.
Hey. My weird sandwiches, I haven't had it in a long time, but I used to eat it when I was a kid. Y'all probably don't know what chicken bog is. Basically, it's chicken and rice. You know,
okay.
You stew the chicken, then you mix the rice in with the, the chicken sauce and cook up the rice so it absorbs the flavor.
Sure.
Well, I used to take the rice and put it on bread and make a chicken and rice sandwich. So
that
it's sort of like
good.
A spaghetti sandwich with the carbs.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of weird sandwich I used to eat. I'm pretty standard with my sandwiches.
Well, that's weird and not revolting. I would eat that.
Yeah, me too.
That's about all I got.
Oh.
And,
well, thanks for calling. Night. Bye.
I like the carb on carb kind of sandwich. I like that concept.
That's interesting.
All right. I'll make you a spaghetti sandwich.
I would love that.
Wow. Now, speaking of sandwiches, there was a corollary to sandwiches. There was a thing in the news, I guess it was last week or the week before.
What?
The woman that made the sandwiches.
Oh, this was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm September. Slow. It was at the end of September, a woman became kind of like internet infamous for making... She promised to make her boyfriend 300 sandwiches, and he said he would propose to her if she made him sandwiches. You know the joke, Alan?
Make me a sandwich?
Yeah.
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 I put a link to the website in the chat.
Yeah, go make me a sandwich. And she decided, okay, I'm going to make him a sandwich.
Well,
and so,
according to the website, it says, during a Sunday lunchtime viewing of Return of the Jedi, he told me, you are 300 sandwiches away from an engagement ring.
Wow.
So apparently she got cooking.
I'd make him 300 sandwiches all in a row, like the same day. Here, yeah. Eat them. Eat all the sandwiches and you can marry me. That's what I'd say.
But if you look at the site, the sandwiches are pretty fucking awesome. I would eat
them. They really are. They really are. She made some beautiful, gourmet, amazing sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet exploded. Of course, most of the feminists went absolutely batshit crazy over this. Oh no, she's making him sandwiches to earn the diamond ring. Meanwhile, if the situation was reversed and this man lovingly made 300 sandwiches in order to win the love of this woman, the women on the internet would be like, oh, what a romantic gesture.
They'd make a movie. They'd make a Lifetime show movie.
Yeah, they would.
And the guy would be played by, what's his name, the British guy.
Who?
Muammar Gaddafi?
Is he famous for sandwiches?
No, the guy, the British guy that's in all the chick flicks.
Hugh Grant?
Yeah, that one.
He's old.
Yeah, well, whatever.
And he visits prostitutes. But other than that.
But yeah, so I don't, what is her 300? I think the website is something like 300 sandwiches.
Yeah,
or something,
it is.
Right?
It's 300sandwiches.com. I put the link in the chat. 300sandwiches.com.
Okay. Yeah.
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Which is
through his sternum.
Partially true.
A way. To his
heart. Mostly through his rib cage.
I recommend,
you can get through the stomach if your knife is good and long.
I recommend a multi-pronged attack, ladies, if you're, don't just stick to the food, do other things too.
Yeah, but through the rib, up through the rib cage kind of thing. But if you go in through the stomach, you could do it if your knife is like long and sharp and maybe serrated. You could get to the heart.
Yeah. Long and pokey. Don't stab down, stab up.
Up.
And puncture the lungs and the body will float. Just saying.
Yeah. So yeah, it's funny that, the double standard, you know, that, you know, feminists, it's funny because, you know, feminists are all about, you know, empowering women to do what they want and, you know, except if they want to do something that's not, you know, the approved roster of things women should want to do, apparently. You know, clearly this woman wanted to make sandwiches and, you know, get married. So, you know.
Good for her.
That's not approved use of your feminine, you know, whatever.
Your feminine wiles.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to bring up kind of like the original, well, I don't know if it's the original, but it really is kind of a weird sandwich, and you can find it all over the country in all sorts of diners and little restaurants. It's the Monte Cristo sandwich. And it's so strange to me. The Monte Cristo is a fried ham and cheese sandwich, and it has usually a layer, instead of condiment, it has like a layer of like jelly or jam. And then it's dipped in egg batter and fried kind of like French toast.
Yes.
And I've never had one, but it just always strikes me as so odd.
Don't they usually like sprinkle like powdered sugar on it too or something?
Yeah. And it also doesn't have like egg, I think.
Yeah. It always reminded me of kind of like French toast sort of.
Yeah. It's strange. I don't know.
I've had one. It's pretty good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a good breakfast sandwich. Yeah. It's like eating French toast with, you know.
I have an aversion to cheese on sweet sandwiches. Like you get a biscuit sandwich with sausage or something. I don't know. The cheese just doesn't go for me.
No cheese.
No cheese.
Yeah, you are picky about your sandwiches.
I know. It's weird.
She's selective.
I'm selective.
Other people are picky. Brita is selective.
Brita has discriminating tastes.
Yeah. So, you know, thank God for the internet, or else no one would really know how weird I really am.
Not appreciate the rich diversity that is Brita. See, this is why I got the editing gig.
Yeah, thanks.
See, Jay. It's the rich diversity of Brita.
We will just filter me through you.
I just want everybody to know I'm being good. That's all I'm saying.
Of course, you know, I guess you could debate, you know, I guess there's some room for debate about the best sandwich. But whatever it is, the best sandwich has got to have bacon on it.
Yeah. Oh, can we get into best sandwiches?
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
I had probably the greatest sandwich of my entire life a couple of years back. It was a perfect storm. My buddy Brad Mass, he sends me a lot of blog fodder, goes to blog shoots. As a thank you gesture for bringing him to the range, he gave me a pound of fresh bacon. So I cooked it up, and we had BLTs on my mom's homemade bread.
Yum.
It was, my son just whipped his head around like, oh, what? Remember that when we had the BLTs on with the fresh bacon? He's drooling. But it was quite possibly a little slice of heaven with a bit of pork.
Yum.
And I actually broke the diet to put real mayonnaise on that one because it just needed it. A big, like a quarter inch thick slice of tomato. I'm sorry, he's busy destroying the house. We have to sell this, but we can't destroy it.
Yeah, I think, you know, I go to Bucky's a lot because it's on the way between a place I am and a place I need to get to. and it's conveniently stopped, and they have great restrooms. But they also have this really cool, you know, it's the wave of the future. All you, you know, McDonald's people that think you're not getting paid enough to take my order at McDonald's, you know, Bucky's is the future because they don't have order takers. They have a touchscreen computer that you poke your order in, and it's awesome. But they have sandwiches there, and they have you basically you pick your style of sandwich, and you pick the bread you want, and then you pick what you want on it, and then pick all you basically you go. It's like this endless matrix of things. You could literally make thousands of different sandwiches, and they'd all be different. But anyway, they have like these, you know, add-on things, and it's like bacon. So you can add bacon to every single sandwich Bucky's can make. And needless to say, every sandwich I get there has got some bacon in it.
Well, you should be able to add it to the drinks,
yes,
too.
It is. It's awesome.
Add it to the drinks.
Yeah.
Can I have a Dr. Pepper with a side of bacon?
Yes. And you get a, you know, obviously you get a Dr. Pepper Icy to go with it. So.
Mm-hmm. Can you order bacon with your bacon?
I don't know. But they have a jerky bar.
With nice. That you can add bacon to?
Yeah, I guess. They have jerky bacon, and they have that's where I get the venison sticks that are freaking awesome. Brita's had those.
Yeah, those are very good. I always like to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get the egg white veggie flatbread. So it's like the hippie diet sandwich, right? So you get the egg whites and the vegetables and the flatbread. It's not even bread. And then I go up to the girl and I'm like, could you add some bacon to that? You know, because I feel like I'm being good if I'm adding vegetables to it. And you know, they've stopped giving me the weird look. Oh, it's the bacon woman again. Yeah.
Yes. Bacon on everything. Bacon on all the things.
Yeah.
You
know, a good club sandwich
pumpkin
is excellent.
And bacon?
No.
No?
Pumpkin what and bacon?
I don't know, but you're doing like pumpkin on all the things now, and bacon, you know, obviously, so.
Well, if you did like roasted pumpkin as kind of like a vegetable dish with bacon, that would be really good.
Yeah.
You know, like as a kind of a squash dish with bacon.
Well, I'm kind of wondering because, you know, you do your, you do the pig candy with the bacon and the maple. I wonder if you could put like some pumpkin pie spice on there or something.
Do not adulterate the bacon candy. Thou shalt not adulterate the bacon candy. The bacon candy is evil.
I heard tell that there recently was a bacon pie.
Yes, Dr. Mike's bacon pie.
Bacon pie. I'm waiting for a recipe.
But, Dr. Mike, cutlery of the stumps.
We had a call that I think dropped off.
We have a call.
Call back.
We'll twist Alan's arm until he actually picks up the damn call.
Anyway, 214-530-0036. All you people talking about your damn sandwiches in the chat, call in.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
All of you, you bastards, call in.
Be like that guy that sits there and says, I'm going to sit here.
I do like a turkey sandwich after Thanksgiving with cranberry sauce on it. But it has to be the cranberry sauce from the can.
Of course.
Not the other stuff.
Not the good
sauce. Please tell me it's jellied, not whole. Whole cranberry sauce.
Jellied. Of course jellied.
It's an abomination unto the Lord.
No, jellied. It has to have the ridges in it from the can.
Yes. Yes. It proves that the cranberry sauce is, in fact, a liquid.
Yeah.
Because it assumes the shape of a container.
It's a sauce.
It's wonderful.
Oh, new rugs. They're so fluffy.
Are you sure you're moving out,
that must be a Massachusetts Yankee thing.
Well, when you have weather that dips down.
No. I mean calling it a rug.
Oh, yes, I know. Technically, it's a carpet because rug isn't like where you put over an area. Whereas, you know, like it's a non-attached, a freestanding covering would be a rug, whereas it's carpet. It's just me being lazy because carpet has six letters and two syllables, whereas rug is three letters and one.
Mm.
It's an economy of words. You
got any stains in it yet?
No. I am the shoe Nazi. I see the children. I see the children walk upstairs to come.
I'm surprised you didn't go to Walmart and buy some giant big ass tarps to put over it.
Hey, I am Italian. Okay, we are supposed to have the plastic runners up the middle.
That's right. Plastic on the furniture too.
Oh my God! My best friend in grade school was Italian, and they had plastic all over everything.
Yep. Yeah, but so you can keep it looking nice.
The furniture and the carpets and everything. Yep. It was weird.
You'd have little plastic protectors on the couch and a little runner down the walkway of every room. And, you know, put it to you this way. My father's, I call him my uncle, but he was my dad's first cousin, lived next door to us growing up. And when they decided it was time to sell the house and move into like one of the adult communities. We were friends with the people that bought the house, and they built their house in the early 1960s. Uh-oh. And the people that bought the house bought it in the early 2000s. So it was about 40 years old. The oven looked new.
Oh, nice.
And my aunt cooked. I mean, this wasn't just, they never used it. This was, it was thoroughly scrubbed after every single use. And my uncle had a lawnmower that lasted about 28 years, and he washed it at the end. He washed it when it got sent off to the junkyard.
Wow.
This is how the old Italians were. You know, you did not waste a damn thing.
So when they make the Scottish joke, you know, about them Scots is tight.
Oh.
they kind of have nothing on the Italians then, right?
You could easily substitute. Absolutely. you cover it up. And, you know, the other big thing. But this I don't think is common. I don't think this is limited to Italians. You had the good living room that nobody ever uses.
Oh yeah, my
I do not get.
Yeah, yeah. My grandparents had that.
Yeah, my wife's folks out in Wisconsin had the same thing. Yeah. You know, front living room that nobody ever uses.
Exactly.
You don't ever go into it. You don't. You especially do not actually sit on the furniture.
Oh hell no.
And it just, you know, apparently the purpose is to put furniture in there and never, ever use it again.
Yes. Yes. It was for show. It was for company. But we never have company. Shut up, kid.
We don't have company because they bring germs in from the outside world.
Can't have those. Hey, look at this. We made it for an hour.
We did. Talking about sandwiches.
Talking about sandwiches.
I told you I could talk about sandwiches for an hour.
Weird.
We could have gone another hour.
That's right. Next week, soup.
You know what? Soup. Yeah.
Soup is good food.
I like soup. We could definitely do soup.
No.
This is the food report.
Oh, everybody, I'm getting my new leg next week.
Yay.
Awesome.
Yay. Yeah.
Well, keep our fingers crossed.
Thanks. And your toes.
Yeah.
And our eyes. Guy Glavin.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all next week.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.